Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. So I thought I'd offer a few reflections on mindfulness. It's a very commonly used word these days. Being in the present moment. You know, people are beginning to see the value of this. Just like to mention one common mistake on this one. Just to reflect on how do we develop this. Let's reflect a moment on this one, and because it can seem to somebody who encounters this thing for the first time, you think, oh well, yes, of course, you know, I get very mindful when I'm driving the car, or you know, surely the most mindful people are racing car drivers or rock climbers, or you know, this is how you really develop your mindfulness, you know, by putting yourself in a situation where you really have to be right there with the present moment, you know. And certainly some people, they come to mindfulness in this way. I met a very top class musician, of course, you know, working in an orchestra, and he had to be extremely mindful, very present in the present moment to get the right note out at the right time. So, in respect, he was developing his mindfulness, his awareness of the present moment. And yet there's a danger here. So what I'd like to point out to you is that your mindfulness can become dependent on these kinds of situations. A mindfulness that's dependent upon a strong influence from the senses, or gratification of the senses. So winning the race, or climbing the mountain, achieving, succeeding. So this is a mind that's getting a lot back from its investment. So the lady who was talking to me the other day and saying how mindful she felt she was when she was doing this computer thing where she works with images on a computer. And she said, oh yes, I really like doing this, and then I feel like I get really so mindful when I'm working on the computer, creating these beautiful images. And yes, to a degree that's true, she is in the present moment, and yet that mindfulness is dependent then upon that task, upon the results of it. You see, you come out with a nice picture, beautiful picture. And there's a satisfaction to that, but that's something that doesn't last, you know. It's something that creates a dependence in the mind. So the strongest way of developing mindfulness, which can seem counterintuitive in a way, is something very mundane. And to some people, this is rather comforting. You're living a kind of mundane existence, you know, you're not a racing car driver or a rock climber or a famous dancer or something, you know, you're a housewife or you know, whatever, it's something much more mundane. And you think, well, you know, I don't have much opportunity to develop mindfulness, you know, but actually you have more. Because to apply one's mind to something that's not offering a lot in return, you know, like the washing up or the brushing your teeth or whatever it is, therefore we see the boring things of life, but to actually give our minds to these things, this act of giving, is actually strengthens our minds far more. You know, we develop more mindfulness. You know, this givingness is what's drawing our minds into the task, and this is what's strengthening our minds. So it's the mindful application of ourselves to just very ordinary things that can develop strength of mind, but also because the mind is also peaceful. So there's a peaceful mind that has the strongest mindfulness, has the most presence of mind, rather than an excited one. The excitement tends to draw the mind into the future. So the racing car driver, however mindful he has to be at the moment, there's a degree of excitement that's drawing him into the next moment, into the next one, or to the finishing line. Or there's a sensory gratification that's going with a particular thing, then it's drawing the mind in further. Get it finished to see the result. Or do we just want, we finish one picture and then we find that we want to paint another one? This is all right. I mean, this is all, as long as we're taking ourselves in the right direction, we don't have to be too judgmental here. Always the way we work is that we're saying, well, is my mind in a better state when I'm making my nice pictures on the computer than when I'm not? Then it's quite a good thing to do. But if my mind can be in a better state when I'm sweeping the floor, well, that's an interesting one. Calmer, more peaceful, more with it. Also doing something that's helpful. It gives a good feeling. And transforming something that would otherwise be a mundane, boring thing into something that's not anymore. Just because you're watching the quality of the mind that's doing it. Quality of patience, I say. A very beautiful quality of mind. Patience. I can appreciate it just the same as one can appreciate excitement, or and one can learn to appreciate patience. That's how it feels. To me, patience feels better than excitement. Yes, if you begin to watch the mind and the way it reacts to things, it can be a big surprise. Just re-evaluating one's life. Well, how does this really feel? What's this really like? Not what I think it would be like, or what the advertisement says, or how do I really feel about this? What's excitement really like? Is a feeling? Is there anxiety there along with the excitement? So reflecting like that is very skillful. I did a lot of this lay life, and did going through and saying, which of these experiences or sense pleasures, which of them are addictive? So I can see, smoking, that's addictive, yes, I can see that, and chocolate, I could definitely see that. Investigating other ones, saying, is this also addictive actually? And then, what's the desire like? Is the desire pleasant? What's the experience of desire like? These kind of open questions. This is the attitude of a practitioner, just asking these open questions. And we can discover these kind of surprising facts that you develop one's mindfulness more strongly through mundane things, rubber bands. Sweeping. Better than racing cars. It's so surprising, isn't it? So offer that for your reflection.